And after I had the cataracts extracted, I found that every now and then I got a curious scintillation in front of my right eye, very close to the fixation point. And the eye surgeons got very worked up about this, but they couldn't find any evidence of my developing a retinopathy. And after a while, I discovered that this was actually a warning of hypoglycemia. So I have, in fact, developed a very unusual forewarning of hypoglycemia, in that I get a sort of scintillation in front of my eyes, close to fixation point. It's quite useful because it certainly draws itself to your attention. You can't miss it. And it responds very quickly to quite minimum doses of glucose. I have also discovered that at that time my blood sugar is usually running around about 1.5 millimolar litre.
Had you been having regular eye checks before your cataract operations?
Oh yes, I'd had regular eye checks for a long time. And I can't remember when it was, but it must have been in, I suppose, the middle 80s. One of the registrars in the eye department at the Royal Barks saw me, and he said something like, "Well, you've had diabetes for 55 years now, and you've no evidence of retinopathy. And I doubt very much if you're going to get any retinopathy in the rest of your life." I felt quite cheered up by that. Certainly, they get a better view now that I've had my cataracts taken out. And certainly they still say I have no evidence of retinopathy. So this is a good thing.
Up until this point, how much contact had you had with medical checkups for eyes, feet, or whatever? And what's meant by regular?
I'd been seen by the eye people, I suppose, roughly at 6 monthly intervals. I couldn't be too sure, but it must have been about.